We are up to page Kuf Nun Aleph. Halacha Dalet. Simin Kuf Samach Ches. Okay, we're up to Simin Kuf Samach Ches. Halacha Dalet. It can be found on page Kuf Nun Aleph. Dovar She'enoi. Shein by Yisrael Mitzaratzmai Ela Shehayoyim Gorim Ein Mitzvah Schinach. Okay, this is a very big chiddush what it says. Something where there's nothing technically prohibited. There's no real prohibition. The only reason why we don't do this thing on this day or we do something on this particular day is because of the day, because of the calendar. But it's not something which is in essence forbidden. For example. Therefore, you're allowed to give a child tea before Kiddush. Even though you're to make Kiddush, but you don't have to starve him. You're allowed to give him food before he hears Kiddush. But it's also to let him eat outside the sukkah. The dafka be Kiddush who kmo iser lav. Only with regard to Kiddush, which is an Isser Lav, she'osu lechol koydim Kiddush, b'zekil, av'la'avar ala say, osur li'tein lo. But over on a mitzvah say, he's coming to make a lot of divisions. Even when it comes to the calendar, the only thing that you're allowed to let a child do is something which is a lo'isaseh. Because you're telling, because he's by him eating before Kiddush, he is violating something he should not be doing. But going into the sukkah, there's a mitzvah say to go into the sukkah, to eat in the sukkah. So by allowing him to eat outside the sukkah, you're being mevatel a mitzvah saseh. It's a very fine point. I will also lead you to lechol chutz the sukkah, the dafka, the kiddush, kimo isulav. Kiddush is also a mitzvah say. It's also the kiddashka, it's a zohar v'shamer, it's also a mitzvah saseh, but it's kimola, because by not eating, by eating before you make kiddush, you're doing something that you should not be doing. But when it comes to the mitzvah of sukkah, that's something that's more tangible. There, the Torah says, I want you to eat in the sukkah. So by letting the child eat outside the sukkah, when he already has reached an age where he understands that you're supposed to in the sukkah, this chazal did not allow a person to do. Okay, let's see halacha up to the next halacha. So, kishram halacha. Hey, also liten latinok afilu im hupachas mitesha shanim shiyotze eze davar b'shabbes afilu letzorach mitzvah. When sidur v'chumish lebeis hakneses kodemer, you're not allowed to let a child who has reached age of chinuch to carry on Shabbos. No such thing as children carrying on Shabbos. Oy stal on the bottom sidur v'chumish lebeis hakneses. Ayn lel mashu kasav nivizeh avayn lebi halacha teyesh takon liten latinok chumish v'sidur shiyisul lebeis hakneses letzorach atzmai le. So there are kulos. Okay, if you have a situation where, if we remember correctly from going back to, we learned in Chilka 7 Pei Beis. Okay, this was a long time ago. Is number one, you have to be dealing in a city where it's not a Rishus Harabim Doiraisa. We don't have any more left. It's not a Rishus Harabim Doiraisa. I don't know of all the details, but the basic idea is if it's not a Rishus Harabim Doiraisa, it's only Osir Midrabanan to carry, and that is questionable today. Let's say in Brooklyn, do we say that pool? Do we say that in Brooklyn today, carrying without an Erev? Let's say the Erev is down. All the Erevim are down. Is it carrying in the street in Brooklyn, in New York City, is that an Isser Doiraisa or is that an Isser Derabanan? Many people will tell you that it's an Isser Doiraisa. So then this rule will not apply. But if you're in the bungalow colony and the Erev is down and you need a sitter, so carrying the bungalow colony without an Erev is at most an Isser Derabanan. It's a Carmelist. It's certainly not a Rishus Harabim Doiraisa. So it's only an Isser Derabanan. So then there are opinions. This is very questionable to Heter that a young child is allowed to take with him a sitter to the Beis HaKnesses since he is only a katan. It's only Nisim Midrabanan, and it goes back to we said in the very beginning of this simin, when it comes to Nisim Midrabanan, we make or not machmir and we let the child carry a sitter, and then once the child brings to the Beis HaKnesses a sitter for his own purpose, the adult can use the sitter for his own purpose. Let's read it one more time. What? No, not a whole stack. That's already too much of a stretch.
Walking with them, and the younger Katan's son was pushing the carriage.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't push the carriage.
That's very strange. That's very. I can't speak for everyone. I don't know. That's a.
I don't know how old the boy was, but he was like, I think, 8 maybe.
And the parent, it's hard to believe such even such a story. The parents are machmir not to use the air when they tell the child to push the carriage. It doesn't sound right. Something does not sound right. Okay, let's look at it one more time. One more time over here. Ma shekasavu bizeb the ayin bebir halacha. The bebir halacha writes the yeish takan alitin leatinik chumish v'sidur sheyislo besakneses letzurich atzmo. You can give a sidur or a chumish to a child to carry lespalel v'lishmoya kriyas haTorah umimela. And once the child already has the sidur and the chumish, and then the adult can use it for his own purpose. So it's a combination of two things. Number one, it's a mitzvah. You can't let a child carry in the Rishus HaRabim in an area that's also to carry if it's not for the purpose of a mitzvah, to daven, to hear Kriyas HaTorah, and the fact that there's only a child, then you can be megel, it's a mitzvah. Number two, it's not an Isser De'oraisa. But we're dealing with an Isser De'oraisa, when the child wants to carry candy or some toy to the Beis HaKnesses in a place where the Erev is down. You can't say, listen, he's a child, so let him do whatever he wants. I mean, of course, the child is below the age of chinuch. He's before the age of 5-6 years old. Doesn't understand. Of course, you can let him do it. But once a child already has reached the age where he understands, he's 5-6 years old, he understands, then it's not allowed because you don't have those two conditions. Halacha vav. Katan sheganav ezedaver imhu be'en mechuyavim lahachaziro. Child steals and the object is present. You can touch it. You mechuyav to return it. V'im einu be'en potim din adam af li'achas sheyagdil. If he becomes an adult and he remembers from his child that he stole something and no longer is in existence, so he's potter to return when he becomes an adult. Ach. Lot says he day shamayim chayav l'shalim kishayigdal. If he wants to be machmir, it's a good thing when he becomes an adult to pay the person that he stole from. V'chein mosa shor averos bikatnuso kishuhu bar havana tov sheikabel love eza davel l'shuva. When a child is not there, when he becomes an adult, it's a good thing to do tshuva for the sins that he did when he was a katan. V'alze nemar gam b'loidas nefesh loitayv. That even things that are done b'loidas nefesh, things that are done without knowledge, it's not good. It's a milo for a child to do tshuva. Can look at the bottom. The same thing Allah applies, that you have to pay damages. Not only does the child does not have to pay the pay for Geneva. Let's say a child injures someone else. So when you cause a person injury, you mevatel him from halacha. The five things. Nezek, tzar, sheves, ripui, boishas. A person that hurts a person has to pay the five tashlumin. A child is potter. But when the child becomes an adult, if he wants to clear his conscience, midei shamayim, it's a good thing to pay the damages. Halacha zayin.
You can't.
If you can't, you can't. Whatever it is. The person is no longer living, or the person doesn't know where to find the person, or it's too much, you can't afford to pay the damages. Whatever it is. Person, child, he caused someone to get into an accident, and the person was out of work for a year until he recovered. Child, when he did something deliberately, he went and he let out the air in the person's tires. Whatever he did. And the person got into an accident and he was out of work for a year. He lost $50,000. Person was a successful person. He makes $3,000 a year that whole year. And now the child becomes 18 years old. He realized, he learned the halacha. I don't have $50,000 to pay him back. I don't know, maybe at some point in time in my life I will, but at that point in time, when Tommy has that kind of money, the other person already died. So we'll give it to the Yarshim? I don't know. So if you can't, you can't, but this is the Ikar Hadin. Halacha Zayin. Lo ya'ayim alatinik sheyakeh l'achazman. A person should never terrorize a child to make him afraid that he's going to hit him. Ela imro eyu oise ezemai seyakeh miyad. O yishtoik l'garmi, don't go and play with time. A child giving advice not to tell a child that, and in a month from now I'm going to hit you. Because then the entire month he's going to live in a state of terror for 1 month. Who knows? I'm going to be punished at any moment in time. Therefore, if a person wants to punish a child, if it's right, the punishment must be immediate. Or if you're not going to punish, forget it. And to illustrate this point, he relates a story. A child, he ran away from school, and the father found out. The father said he's going to punish him. But the father said, not now, I'm busy. I'll punish you in a week, in 2 weeks, in a month. And in the meantime, the child was so terrorized, the child committed suicide because he was so terrorized that the punishment is coming. If the child would be punished immediately, okay, let bygones be bygones. What was done was done. If the father said you did something wrong, I'm not going to punish you, don't do it again. So the child, his mind is settled. Children are extremely delicate. Amru Rabbi Seinu Zichron Levracha, Yetzer Tinuk V'Ishta, with regard to the Yetzirah, with regard to a child, with regard to women, Te Smol Doicha V'Min Mikareves. You push them with the left, and you bring them close with the right. The right is always strong in the left, so you push, you bring them closer with more intensity than push them away. Lo Yasemor L'Tinuk B'Dabar Tamei, and don't. Lo Yasemor L'Tinuk B'Dabar Tamei, don't. I'm not sure what that means. What does it mean, B'Dabar Tamei?
A cat is going to. Dog is
going to
bite you or something.
With Dover Tommy, that's what it means? Dover Tommy, don't frighten him with okay, I'm not sure. Okay, don't frighten him with monsters. With Dover Tommy, don't say the monsters are going to get you. Right? The monsters are going to eat you up. Don't frighten him with, that's what it means, Dover Tommy, with ghosts and monsters. Okay.
What is this before?
It means that just giving you a hadrach in life, always be makarev more than, at this very simple level, it means the left is the weaker hand, the right is the stronger hand. So when you give musr, the musr should be weaker than the love. Child needs tough love. Isn't that the expression? You gotta be tough with him, but you have to be show him love. The love has to be greater than the musr. That is a healthy upbringing. If the musr, the musr is stronger than the love, that is a recipe for disaster. And on a deeper level, what you're mentioning is that if you have something in front of you and you push with the left, here's a safer. I push it with my left hand. Okay, I'm going to push it with my left hand. I just push it. So what happens? It doesn't spin. I've pushed it as far as it goes. It turns. If I pull something, what happens? Also, I pull it. That's it, I pulled it. It just turned 180 degrees. But if I push with this and I pull with this, it means you turn it around. You turn it around. I push simultaneously. I'm pushing at the same time that I'm pulling. What you're doing then, it means you're turning him around. So child is going on the wrong derech. So you have to turn him around. Turning him around is expressed in this words of pushing with the left and pulling with the right. And that applies to the Yetzer Hara. A person has an Nisoyon. He has a problem. Don't try to solve your problems in one day. You got to work on it gradually, step by step. Today, do a little bit better. Person can't wake up in the morning, so you don't think, you're not going to expect it to be a skabek hari to wake up the next day, 6 o'clock in the morning. If you have a problem waking up, you wake up 9 o'clock. So you work, you get up a quarter to 9. Then you get up 8:30, then you get up 8:15, 8 o'clock, until ultimately you wake up 6 o'clock in the morning. You can't go jump and you can't skip steps, and that's what it means over here. It has to be gentle. The halacha, haka yeshinov, you knock out his teeth. Yeah.
Mean because the difference in gematria from Russia to
the tzaddik, shinov, right, take out the
remove the shinov.
Okay.
So this is contrary to the concept of cold turkey.
Cold turkey. Possibly, yeah, maybe. Okay, not everything in society is fits with a halacha. The famous expression, you're innocent until proven guilty. In Chazal, Dayanim, it's a fairish, explicit in Chazal. When a person comes to a bezdin and the Dayanim in front of you, should go look at the litigants as they're guilty until you find the schus to show that they're innocent.
So
okay, let's halacha ches. Medina mutter l'tinuk liyisrael linak mi'ena yehudis. Me'ikar hadin, a child is allowed to nourish from a non-Jewish woman. Mikol mokom enefsha alidei yisraelis lo yanichu linak mi'ena yehudis from a non-Jew. Mishum dimitamte mes halev umoyled nezagra. okay, this is a Kabbalistic inyan, that nursing from a non-Jewish woman, or for that matter, we mentioned this before yesterday, eating chalev, non-kosher food, it affects the neshama of the child. The child is a pure, holy neshama, and when it's yoinik from a non-Jew, so it can have some evil effect. If a woman is nursing and she needs to eat non-kosher food by doctor's orders, impossible, she should not nurse the child during that period of time, because the hashpa of the non-kosher food will enter into the child. It's not so terrible for an adult. An adult already is a finished product. But a child's nesham is much more delicate. There's more of a danger that his nesham will be affected by eating non-kosher food or nursing from a mother that is being sustained by non-kosher food.
That's why people are mashma before Pesach, that the cows get non-kosher food already.
For a few weeks before Pesach, they feed the cows kosher Pesach feed, so that the milk that will be produced on Pesach should come from a holy source, a source of food that is not chametz. That's a tremendous chumrah. That's a chumrah, but it's practice. It's practice. They feed the animals kosher Pesach before, and even kosher feed. They feed the animals kosher feed to prepare for Yom Tov. Okay, you all know the Medrash. What? A masugan on Shabbos better to shech, so it should not be metamtein as halev than to eat tarfas. But there's another reason. That's a Kabbalistic reason. The more pshat is because shechting is a one-time avera. Eating the veilus and treifas, every kizayis is another ma'isachila for yichayev. So therefore, it's better to do one avera than to do multiple averas. Even though it's shloi be'idna. Even though it's shloi bin is a chiddush, because you're eating, so at that moment in time it's a sakon. This you're doing is a ma'hechsher. I'm doing a preparation so that I can eat b'hechsher, and it's a chil Shabbos, which is karis versus doing the multiple lavin. Okay, these will be major issues. Halacha l'maisa, that's a pasha. We pass halacha l'maisa like this. Yeah, halacha l'maisa. You do shchita before you do the maisa. Okay, we all know the medrash that Avraham Avinu, when he gave birth to Yitzchak, the Umas Olam did not believe that may Avraham this Abra Sar. They questioning that maybe Me'avi Melech Nisabra Sarah, because she was sequestered with Avimelech for a period of time. So in order to dispel that false belief, Hashem did two things. Number one, Hashem was Tzar, the Tzura of Yitzchak in the Demus of Avraham Avinu. Number two, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was another thing. That was one thing. That's one point. There's another point. There was another issue. I'm sorry, making a mistake. Is that people they suspected that they adopted? They found an asufe that Sarah and Avram happened to come across an abandoned child in the desert, and the band they found, and they just took him. They made believe we have a child in order to show the world that's not true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that Sarah. Asara was nursing in a supernatural way, where she had enough milk to nurse even from the Umos Solon.
It's just the opposite.
Exactly. And all of the goyim, all of the mothers came and lined up. They lined up and they gave their babies to Sara Imenu, and she nursed their children. Chazal say, every child that was nursed by Sara Imenu produced all of the gerim in the world that we have today. How does it come today that Rus Hamoavia that we're learning, how was she able to join? Where did that spark of Kedusha come from? Because it had to be that one of her ancestors was nursed by Sari Menu. And that spark of Kedusha that went from Sari Menu into her ancestor was passed down all these generations, which gave her the Kedusha, the desire to come Tachas Kanfei Hashchina. So here it works in the other way around. What?
Lot wasn't nursed by Yosef.
Lot was not, but let's see. It had to be that one of the descendants, Lot, there's a Shalosh Hadoros all the way down. It had to be that somewhere in the middle, someone, everything. There are many factors. Many factors contributed. Many factors. Well, this is a Chazal. Chazal say all of the Gerim that come into Klal Yisrael all have a spark of Kedusha that came from Sari Menu when this miracle happened, when she nursed all the children from the neighborhood, from the community who came to see. Is it really true that this is her by logical child and not a child that they gathered in from the street? So you see it work here in the opposite direction. You have it Timtum Halev, and we have it the other way around where it comes Derech Kedusha.
Yeah, but this what they're saying here is also you learn that from Moshe Rabbeinu.
From Moshe, what do you mean from Moshe Rabbeinu?
He refused to
be noyoneik, right. You also from Moshe Rabbeinu refused to nurse him Basya. Right, very good. The Ferish Apostle. Basya tried to nurse Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu refused the peh. But there it doesn't say Tintum Halef. There Rashi says the peh, Sha'os Ladaber im Hashchina. Okay, so.
That's why we have a psak that you shouldn't give a child to a nurse. A guy
yeah, because Pesh Osid can be Moshe Rabbeinu. Anyone can be a Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, but it's a different idea. You're saying very good, but it's a different idea. There it's the idea of the Pesh Osid Amr Moshe, the Shechina. Here we're dealing with Timtum Halev. By the child eating non-kosher food, it affects his neshama. There it's not a matter of affecting neshama. It's talking about the Koyach HaDibur, the Dibur Lakalash Baruch Hu, Panim El Panim. It's a different idea.
No, but that's what I'm saying about the part earlier. Lo Yadichu.
But he goes on to say the reason is because of Timtum Halev. Timtum Halev is a different idea than it's what it says concerning Moshe. Moshe, it says that the peh she'osid ledaber im HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The peh that's going to speak should not have come in contact, have nourished from a non-Jewish woman. Here, it's not. We're not talking about the koyach of the peh. We're talking about the neshama. The neshama is going to be affected by the tumah that's found in the food. Halacha vav. Macholei. On the bottom, we're up to halacha vav. Macholi iser l'refua uvepesach kishe hamanekes tzricha lechel refua dover sheish b'yisr chametz ayin mizeh l'el. So this was discussed before. V'shlechatchila, that's the same idea. Lechatchila should not be done, but b'dievet it's panim chadosh l'spo l'kan. The food turns into an entirely different item. Therefore, mikardin it's mutter, but it's but lechatchila it's ideal that the mother who should not eat chametz when she's nursing a child, so the child also should not have chametz. Halacha tesk. Call av mechuyev lulmod es benoy Torah. Now we go to the laws of teaching Torah. Halacha is call av mechuyev lulmod es benoy Torah. Shneimar v'limadetem osam es benechem l'daber bam. Uchashem shemitzvah l'lamed es benoy kach mitzvah l'lamed es ben benoy. The same with the mitzvah teach your children, the mitzvah teach your grandchildren. Shneimar v'haydatem levanecha v'levnei vanecha. Oy zayin lulmod es benoy Torah. Ayim shulchan aruch. Tetzivu chazal shloy lulmod adam es benoy es bitoy Torah. Chazal said that a father should not teach his daughter Torah. You're teaching her nonsense by teaching Torah. V'dafka Torah shebal peh, aval Torah shebichsav ena kibalam the tiflus v'chayeves lilmoy dinim hashayochim leisha. V'afilu hachi chayu anoshim yotzei me'aklal v'chayu chacham b'yoser. Yeah, we find in Tanakh Devorah, Eshes Neviah, Miriam. We find a long collection of noshim which mulu. Ayin Barashi Allah Torah, Bibnoi Sulafkar. They knew Bibnoi Stavam Shechachamios. They were wise women, they knew the halachas. Shekosav Sham, Magid Shechachmonios Hayu. From this we learn the fact they came to Moshe Rabbeinu, they asked him this question. We learn that Chachmonios Hayu, Mikoroi Misifrei. That comes from a Sifrei. This that Rashi is quoting from is a Sifrei, one of the Midrashim on Bamidbar. The Sham Ksiv, and there it says, Ella shahayu chachamois vidorshais in the sifrei that Rashi is drawing from. It's more elaborate. It says not only were they chachamos, they were dorshos. With tashbeitz hevi perish meisha chachama. The tashbeitz springs in his writings. He brings a chiddush from an isha chachama. The chaim b'shut maharshal. He brings also a kos of od yoser ayin sham. The chaim dorshal faneinu hayu eze mehen shahayu yoytes menak. Oh, how could it possibly be over here that a noshim is killing the tiflus? Ki ilu malam the tiflus, the divrei chazal al aroiv nemar vehein hoyu loimdois meatzman. So he's telling us a derech pshat. First, before we get to halacha lemaisa, a derech pshat. It's not a contradiction. Chazal are written by derech roiv. For the vast majority of women, it's not in Chazal's eyes the best thing. It's tiflus, but there are always exceptions. So all of these women that we find in Chazal and among the Gedolei Yisrael that were wise women, they were the exception. And obviously, it need not be mentioned. Today, all the Gedolei Hadar say that it's not the Derech today. The Chavetz Chaim said that if you don't teach daughters, if you teach a girl Torah, it's ki'ilu. melamde tiflos. It's ki'ilu. But if you don't teach them Torah, it's and you let them live in the secular, it's mamish. You say it's mamish melamde tiflos. So therefore, adrabah, you should do everything in your power to teach, so it should at least be ki'ilu and should not be mamish tiflos, because today we live in a world, if you're not going to learn Torah, chas shalom, who knows? So this is something, obviously, the Rav Shulam Adam Od, that women are today are excel in Talmud Torah. Okay, does not. Let's go further. Let's go to the halacha. Halacha yud miyad. Halacha yud miyad. Immediately, kishatinek meskel adam yom yapasik Torah tziva lanu Moshe. It's in the Siddur. The first thing you teach a child is Torah tziva lanu Moshe. V'chein pasuk Shema Yisrael. Raki zom yod sheyatinek naki b'shashu loy meiray so. A child has to be clean. A child has to be taught cleanliness. They should not say the shame Hashem when he is filthy. V'chein mulam loy maat maat ezeb psukim a few psukim at sheyagia b'koychei l'leches el beis hasef until he can go to yeshiva. V'yaz yiskar loy melamed. You have to hire a rebbe. V'yidakdek livcha melamed shu yorei shamayim. This is a very important thing. People don't understand, especially out of town. A lot of these day schools, they only, I know certain schools where they only hire someone. You want a job? You want to teach here in elementary school? First, someone actually said this to me. We don't accept teachers here. You have to have a master's, and you have to be going for a PhD to be a first grade teacher. You have to have a master's in education. And so who do they have? Who are the teachers? Most of them are not Shomer Shabbos. That's not a mahalach. People that teach children have to be yorei shamayim. That is the most important thing. Of course, they need skills and they have to be vetted, not mishugoyim. But this is the most important thing. A child's mind is like wet cement, and the most important thing you teach a child is reishis chokhma yiras Hashem. And if there is exceptionally skilled with multiple degrees and the lack of the yiras shemayim, it's not worth anything. Laman yargilas atinik minuura biyiras shemayim. Chshegia atinik lumad mikra noigim lachas limo parshas vayikra shi parshas hakarbanos. The Amud Rabbi Seinu Zuchon Levrach. We all know this concept. Yovoru to hoirim. The Yasku b'Tahorim. Let the children. Do we do this today? So someone told me they do just the first pasuk. Okay, just the first pasuk. Vayikra Hashem Moshe for a few psukim, and then they go into Bereish Baruch Lekim. I have to confess, when I was a child, I never learned Vayikra. So they started with Bereishis. They started with Bereishis. Today. The Chumash Suda, yeah. I didn't have a Chumash Suda. I never had a Siddur party. I never had a Chumash Suda. That's the source of all my problems. That's the source. And for all I know, we learned this yesterday, we learned about Pinyin HaBen, about forceps. Right? They probably use forceps. So that's the source of all my trouble. It's the forceps. No, you don't need them. Just stand. They use forceps. I told you yesterday, these crazy story, they sue the doctor because they don't get a PhD. It's because the doctor, they pressed with the forceps too hard on the child's brain at the time of birth, and being deprived of a chumash party and a siddur party, all of these things. Achshrei Dara. So Baruch Hashem, we live in a beautiful generation where we do all of these things to make it exciting. Halacha, let's go further. Let's try to cover a lot of ground. Okay, let's go to the next halacha. Okay, halacha, let us look at what it says here. Let's halacha Yud Aleph. Hamelamed. Sarch leishev lamed esatinokos kol yom uktsas min halayla. Okay, the melamed has to sit the entire day, and part of the night, kedei lechanecha lulman b'yom v'layla, is a very big chiddush. Part of chinuch habanim is to teach the children at night. I've yet to see an elementary school rebbe give a shiur, give a class at night. That's what it says here. No one does this. This is, we're not following what it says. An elementary school? So talking about Tinoka Shobes Rabban until 6th grade. Okay, so that's already 7th grade, 6th, 7th, 8th grade. We didn't have Mishmar until 7th grade when I grew up. They probably had that. 6th grade, okay, so there they have Mishmar. But part of the teaching, we're talking about small little children, is to teach the child at night. Why? In order to learn that you learn at night. There's no vacation. The only exception is Chutz Me'erev Shabbos. Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, Besof Hayom, at the end of the day. It does not mean Friday is butl. You learn Friday, you learn only on the day. It's the most important thing. There's no bittul, not Chol HaMoed, not Pesach vacation, not ever. Today, the minig is, we told you the reason, we told you the story of the Yisra of Pam, they wanted to give you Hamishiv on Chol HaMoed, and Tar Vadas, this goes back a very, very long time ago, and if Pam said no such thing, there's no Yeshiv on Chol HaMoed, you're right, the children really we should have, they should have, but it's just not fair to the Rabbeim. The Rabbeim are paid so little, the Rabbeim deserve some family time, some time off, but that's the only reason why there is no Yeshiv on Chol HaMoed, and otherwise there would be Yeshiv on Chol HaMoed. I had a friend who taught in a school out of town, and he told me, I always was brought up, and they used to always tell me that a certain yeshiva in this neighborhood, oh, they're so much better than all the Haredi yeshivas because they have school in Chol HaMoed. They have school in Chol HaMoed, and therefore the Haredi yeshiva should learn from them. They should have yeshiva in Chol HaMoed. So I always felt, oh, yeah, maybe they're right. I don't know. So then I had a friend that worked for not that particular school, for that, I'm not telling which school it was. He worked for a school out of town. He said to me, he said, you teach Chol HaMoed? Yeah, of course you teach Chol HaMoed. So I said, oh, so they want you. He said, no, you don't know what's going on. Yeah. You're a fool, he says. You know why we have school in Chol HaMoed? Because the state has a requirement of how many days of school you have, and we need to have a 3 or 4 week vacation, midwinter vacation. Right. And there are not enough days. Yeah. So therefore, the only way we can have the midwinter vacation is to have school on Chol HaMoed. Wow. It's not because we're more religious. What? They want, that's a different type of school. If you have, you're dealing with a day school type of environment where the kids that don't come from Shabbos Shabbos homes, and you want them to have the flavor of Sukkah and of Pesach, adrabah, of course. But when you're dealing with kids that come from good homes and just they have Chol HaMoed because you have to fill up the calendar so you can have other times, that is a whole different type of story. Okay, let's go further. Next, halacha yud beis. Now, he's not telling us here there are 2 days. We do know that there are 2 days when children do not study. You go to yeshiva. When other 2 days, erev. He said, erev yom tif, but erev yom kippur, which simply means the entire yom kippur, in order that they should eat, in order that they should have koyach to fast, and erev pesach they should sleep, so that they'll be able to participate in the seder. So he's not making mention of that over here in the kids' shulchan aruch, but we know from the gemara that those are the 2 days when they did not teach children in erev yom kippurim that they should make sure they eat to have koyach to fast, and erev pesach to be up at the seder.
One minute, Friday afternoon, go to the Zadish baseball league. You learn how to compete.
To compete.
It's not compete, it's
compote. Halacha yud-beis. Okay, halacha yud-beis. It's a little bit more, because I want to do something, so what time I've done is say, halacha yud-beis. Malami tinoikos shemagia es ha-tinoikos v'yoytzei shemaniach es ha-tinoikos, because he leaves them alone. They're all alone. Oy she'osa malacha acheres imohem, oy she'mishrasha b'talmudo, ha-reize b'chlal orur, oy se'meleches Hashem v'niya. A Malami Tinoikos that does not do his job faithfully. He walks out in the middle of the job and the children fight and they beat up each other. Or he's lazy. He has a side job, so he does the Biramaya with deceit, and this is not good. Therefore, he gives us the guidelines. Ein Lahoyshiv Malamid Layarish Bal Yira. Mohir, who's brilliant. Likroy to read, ulidactic, and to be precise. The Ainla Hamalamid Lyos Neir Balai Lyosamidai. The Malamid has to go to, so we have to have a curfew for the Malamdim. Forget about the children. The Rebbe has to bring in a note from his wife that he went to sleep on time. So yes, Koyach to teach the Kindalach. A Rebbe is up the whole night online writing comments on the blogs, and he comes in the next day with red eyes. This is not a good Rebbe. The Rebbe has to be vibrant. The thing is a joke? This is no joke, Rabbi Yisai. This is no joke. Our Rebbe is not allowed to fast. The Rebbe has to be healthy and fast. Right. I'm a tzaddik. I fast. I fast every Monday and Thursday. I'm fasting. Bahab. No.
A little kid came to Rabbi Yasha.
Yeah.
And he asked Rabbi Alba.
Yeah.
And the Rav Auerbach said, wait a second, went into the other room and he ate something. Then he came back and he said, I didn't want to have a bad taste in my mouth when I ate.
Talk to you. I have to be b'koyach. I have to have strength. V'chein lo yisane o yatsar atzma mimachal mimishteh o yalechav lishko yisivadai, not too much, he'll fall asleep. If the Rebbe has a good breakfast, he'll come into the shir tired and he'll fall asleep. Fired. Anyone that makes trouble, it's not a good Rebbe, is removed. Let's finish up. Our Rebbe may not hit in a cruel way. He a lot of hit, but not achzori, with cruelty. Oyev. I'm going to come back. I'm finish up before the halachas. Achzori ulo b'shoytim v'loy b'makal ela b'ritzua ketana, now with sticks, different types of sticks, but with a ritzua ketana. Okay, I think they took this out of the new edition. They took this out of the 21st century edition. Halacha yudalad. Ein mulamdu mesatinekas b'shabas davar chodesh mashalo londu adayin mishum terech Shabbos. On Shabbos, they taught. There was yeshiva on Shabbos. But on Shabbos, you don't teach them something new. Shabbos, they for chazora. You review, so it should be easy. Shabbos should be a teaching of menucha, not a teaching that involves yigia. Halacha tezvav. Katan shemotza mitzia v'chol shekeinim nosan loy achar eze dover b'matana osur l'goyiz loy memenu v'bnei tikon ha'olam. A child that finds a wallet in the street, finds a lost object, or a child that was given a gift, the Rebbe gave him a gift, so the father can say, mashakana b'noy kona aviv. Just like mashakana, whatever the child acquires automatically goes to the parents. Part of the K'nai, the father supports. Being the father supports a child, the father is entitled to take all the child's possessions. Doesn't matter. Don't take away a child, don't take away his toys, it's to give him ownership. Because if you're going to take away, then he's going to go off the derech chas v'shalom. Halacha tes zayin ein moishim tinak yisrael lo'ev gachav olam le'sefer olam le'umis. You don't give over a Jewish child to a non-Jew because a Jewish child is vulnerable, he's susceptible to all the bad, the language and the bad midos, and who knows what the guy will do to the child when he's all alone with him. When we call shkem v'asol moshul be very careful who the teachers are. All these horror stories about teachers in yeshivas, even the real Haredi yeshivas, it's secondly with them, it's very hard to get a good teacher, and they have some teachers and they start telling the kids the strangest things, and who knows, they bring in things to them, and you hear every so often a horror story. You never know the influence that a bad teacher can have over a child. Let's go back to two more halachas. Halacha ches in the previous page. Menuke Riv. Who's the Menuke Riv? Anyone know who that is?
Menuke Riv. You have it.
Riv. Hagoyis Meshulchanoch the Fus Vilna Simon Reshim Hei Shaherich Bein Yisra Shaloyhe Ravok Malami Tilekas. A bachor, a bachelor, is not allowed to be a teacher of little children. Why not? Not because he'll go and he'll do something to a child. It's because of the mothers. The mothers come to pick up the little children, have an asik with the mothers. Malami Tilekas, the Meshane, Mishnah, Mufudesh, see, Lo Yilmad Adam, Yilamed Adam Ravok Seifrim. Why? Not of a perverted mind with children. The mothers come. Young, attractive mothers come.
The days where they had normal people.
Young, yes, in Achnami, 100%. The young, attractive mothers will come to pick up the little children, and the Rebbe is looking at the mothers. So he has a Yetzahara. He doesn't have pas pesaloi. The imoy sehem shel tinoikos meivim b'neim sham ayin sham. V'hine, b'yoyser shayich iser zeh b'non yuladim. This halach only...
The
Gan Yuladim, benign in the nursery, little children, Shehinhu, Bishonim Achroinois, Shehinhigu, Bishonim Achroinois, in the recent years, pre-1A kindergarten, small children, Sharavak Malamdom, the Ravak, the bachelor, teaches the children, but when you're dealing over here, it's important to point out that you're dealing with the higher grades, you're dealing with middle school and high school, then it's not an issue. It's not totally not an issue, but it's not an issue when it comes to the mother. The mother, you have a person, a sick mind, obviously it's an issue, but it's not going to be a problem of the yichud, not going to be a problem because the mother's not coming to pick up the little children. Halacha test, Dilma Mamshech HaMashrei, be careful who teaches your children Limudei Chol, or an Umnis, or for that matter, anything, be careful who your children hang out with. You never know what influence they can have over a child. Ayin L'El Shevesi L'mishem Sheparnas sasa lasag biankos, a person who works in the court system, for sham mukrach liyos begili reish, yeish like tzas hetel tzach parnasa tzmuter, then near the alkaponim bonim ketanim ein limso lamokam kezeh, lalamdam sham umnes, the verb chidish. The compromises we make in parnasa should only be made and as adults. But when you want to train, let's say you want to train little children to work in, he's giving an example, an extreme example in the court system. You want to go take someone in elementary school, you want to take them to the courts, and they're going to train them in an apprentice to work there, and during a country, during a tkufa, we're not allowed to wear a head covering. It's not right. It's not right already at such a young age to train a child that you have to already hide your Jewishness. Now we're yarmulke, we'll make other types of compromise which may be permitted for adults because of parnasa, but it's not an ideal thing to put children in that situation. Children, a child's mind is wet cement. He will continue in this way even when he becomes done. It's not shas chak. We'll leave with one quick story from Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach. There was a Mayis Shahaya. It's a famous story where there were two people assigned to a bus. That's the way the system is. They call one the bus driver and they call the other one, if I'm not mistaken, the escort. Okay, that's a word term which is not a very good word today anymore. But I think that's what they used to call that. That's what it was called. The person that takes the bus, chaperones the child from, you see today, from the monitor, right?
Matron?
The bus matron. Okay, so they had an Eretz Yisrael, Charedi Yeshiva. They have a male bus driver who also was the Rebbe. And they have the matron, what's it called now? The matron, whatever, the monitor. So to watch the kids in the bus. So there was a dispute between the bus driver and the monitor who is supposed to open and close the door of the bus. The bus, it could be, you know, some of the old buses, to open and close the door, it's a lot of work. So the bus driver said, it's not my job. My job is to drive the bus, stop at the red lights and go to the green lights and park the bus. You are the monitor. You take the kids on and off the bus and you open and close the door. It's your job. The monitor says, no, it's not my job. I just take the kids on and off. You should go open and close the door. So believe it or not, it seems it's a true story. It's repeated many places. They went to ask Shaila to Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, Zechat Tzadik Levracha, a din Torah. Who is the one that's mechuyev to open the door? So he said. Let me ask you a question. If it was Yom Kippur and there was a Ne'ilah and there's a kibbutz of psicha for Ne'ilah, opening the Aron Kodesh for Ne'ilah, would you come to be fighting? I don't want to do it. I'm the chazan. It's not my job to open, to do psicha ne'ilah. And the other gabbai say, it's not my job. You do. Whatever happened in the Beis HaKnesses, there's a fight. Everyone says, I don't want to do it. Let someone else do it. It would never happen. It's the most choshev kibud. Ne'ilas sha'adim at the time of Yom Kippur, to open up the Aron Kodesh, ne'ilah, to open up the Aron Kodesh, to close the Aron Kodesh. People would pay thousands of dollars for the kavoy to open. He said, I'm telling you, Rabbi Yisai, it's a bigger covet to open up the door on the bus than it is Ne'ilah opening up the Aron Kodesh on Yom Kippur. Opening up the door, the Aron Kodesh, no, you open up the Aron Kodesh. Hashem doesn't need the Aron Kodesh the doors to open up to hear the tefillas. But the kindalach, to take them into yeshiva, to bring them back and forth, to learn Torah, to open the doors, this is Ne'ilah. Psicha sha'arm by Ne'ilah. Your machleika shouldn't be who has the obligation. It should be who gets us the zuchos of opening up the doors. That was his response to them. Okay, let's take a short break. What are you passing? I don't know. Split it.